Most modern kitchens go dark the moment the power goes out. But long before gas lines and electric burners, entire generations across the Caribbean cooked every meal with nothing but wood, charcoal, and sun. This wasn't survival. It was mastery. Fire was the first tool. Smoke was the first seasoning. And knowing how to control a flame meant knowing how to feed a village. Today, that knowledge is disappearing. As homesteaders, off-gridders, and everyday folks wake up to rising fuel prices, climate instability, and food insecurity, we must ask ourselves, could you cook 3 full meals tomorrow with 0 electricity? Could you boil water, bake breadfruit, or make your child breakfast if the grid failed? In this episode, we return to the source. You'll learn how to build your own charcoal stove, fire pit, and solar oven using local, low-cost materials. We'll guide you through Caribbean traditions of cooking with coals, ash, and ancestral wisdom. Because going off-grid doesn't mean giving up good food. It means reclaiming power, literally. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Before there were electric stoves and gas lines, fire was the heart of the home. In the Caribbean, the art of cooking without electricity was passed down like a sacred rhythm. Ash and flame were as much a part of a recipe as thyme and garlic. Today, as more families seek energy independence and reconnect with sustainable living, off-grid cooking isn't just a throwback. It's a powerful survival skill and a delicious way to return to flavor, fuel, and fire. In this chapter, we're going to dive into the foundational knowledge you need before lighting a single flame. From understanding your fuel types to the airflow physics that make off-grid cooking possible. Whether you're learning to build a fire pit, dreaming of a charcoal stove, or testing out a solar oven, it all starts here with fire science, local tradition, and the right mindset. Let's break it down. Part 1. Choosing your fuel. The heartbeat of your off-grid kitchen. 1. Charcoal, the old reliable. Charcoal is one of the most commonly used fuels in off-grid Caribbean kitchens. It burns hotter and cleaner than wood, produces consistent heat, and is ideal for slow cooking and grilling. Types of charcoal. Lump charcoal. Made from hardwood, burns hot and fast with minimal additives. Great for grilling, but needs frequent replenishing. Charcoal briquettes. Uniform in size, longer burning, but may contain fillers or chemical binders. Choose natural or green versions if possible. Pros. Widely available. Stable, predictable heat. Stores well. Cons. Produces smoke when igniting. Not renewable unless made yourself. Can be expensive if bought in bulk. Homesteading tip. You can make your own charcoal by slow burning hardwood in a sealed drum with limited oxygen, called pyrolysis. Mango, guava, and breadfruit wood work well. 2. Firewood, the ancestral flame. Nothing connects you to your land like firewood cooking. It's primal, cost-effective, and full of cultural weight. But to do it safely and efficiently, you need to know your woods. Good firewood in the Caribbean? Tamarind, hot, slow-burning. Logwood, hard and long-lasting. Mango, sweet-smelling, decent coals. Sea grape, burns fast, good for kindling. Avoid green, unseasoned wood, causes excess smoke and creosote buildup. Softwoods like pine burn too fast and produce sticky sap. Seasoning, wood. Cut, split, and stack your wood in a dry, covered area for 6 to 12 months. Leave airflow space between logs. Stacking tips, crisscross ends for airflow. Store off the ground. Cover the top but leave sides open. 3. Sun power. Cooking without flames. Solar ovens are a brilliant smoke-free method for cooking slow meals using only the sun. Ideal for rice, stews, vegetables, or bread. Types: box ovens, insulated boxes with reflective flaps. Panel cookers, foldable, lightweight. Parabolic reflectors, focus sunlight for high heat tasks like frying. What you can cook: rice, lentils, root veggies, cassava pies, baked breadfruit. Not ideal for browning meats or fast boiling. DIY solar oven. Tip: use a cardboard box lined with black paper and foil reflectors angled around a clear plastic top. A black cooking pot helps absorb more heat. 4. Propane and butane. Controlled heat for daily use. Though not fully off-grid since it requires refills, propane offers a convenient middle ground. Many rural Caribbean homes use two-burner tabletop gas stoves connected to a small tank. Why include it? Reliable backup. Easy to use in emergencies. Safer than open flames indoors. Considerations: propane tanks must be stored upright in well-ventilated areas. Check for leaks using soapy water around valves. Butane burns hotter, but is harder to store in high heat. Part 2, Airflow, Ash, and Heat Zones, the Science of Fire. 1. Understanding fire behavior. At its core, cooking with fire means controlling three things: fuel, wood or charcoal, oxygen, ventilation, heat, where it rises and flows. Too little airflow equals smoke. Too much equals fast burnout. Natural draft rule. Always build your cooking area with a low air intake and a chimney or escape path above the flame. Heat rises, so draft pulls oxygen in at the base. 2. Building the right fire for cooking. There are multiple fire styles depending on what you're cooking. Teepee fire, good for fast heat, boiling water. Log cabin fire, more stable, great for coal generation. Keyhole fire pit, a Caribbean classic, flame on one end, coals shoveled into the cooking zone. Keyhole pit setup: dig a shallow circle with a small channel extending like a key. Burn wood in the round side. Push coals into the channel to control temperature under your pot. Always cook over coals, not flames, unless you're boiling water or burning off hair from meat. 3. Ash isn't waste. It's a tool. Once cooled, wood ash can be used in compost, mixed with water to scrub pots, sprinkled on slippery paths, added to chicken dust baths to kill mites. Storage. Tip: keep dry ash in a tin or covered bucket. Never mix it with water while hot. Part 3. Setting up your off-grid cooking station. 1. Simple outdoor cooking station, under $50. Tools needed: bricks or cinder blocks, grate or old oven rack, fireproof gloves, cast iron pot or Dutch oven, windbreak, stones, tin, or old sheet metal. Layout: 2 cinder blocks on either side, grate across top, fire pit below, space for air on both sides. Optional: cover with zinc sheet if rain threatens. This setup is modular and perfect for grilling, boiling, or stewing. 2. Homemade drum stove, charcoal rocket stove. A rocket stove focuses fire upward through a chimney effect, making it extremely fuel efficient and great for cooking with sticks or small wood chunks. Materials: metal drum or paint can, steel pipe, L-shaped, Perlite or ash for insulation. Grate for top. Instructions. Cut hole inside of drum for pipe. Insulate around pipe with ash. Attach chimney or vent at the top. Burn small dry sticks for maximum heat. These stoves use 60 to 80% less fuel than an open fire and create less smoke. Third, portable solar oven setup. For tropical climates, solar cooking can be used almost daily. Store-bought ovens are available, but you can DIY with just cardboard, foil, and plastic wrap. Design steps. Create a reflective mouth with flaps angled to the sun. Black box inside to trap heat. Clear lid to retain solar energy. Use a thermometer to monitor temps. Target 200 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit plus. Safety tips. Never leave unattended around pets or children. Use mitts. Solar heat can still burn. Anchor during wind. Fourth, essential cookware. Not every pot works with every method. Off-grid essentials. Cast iron pot. Retains heat. Durable. Aluminum rice pot. Lightweight for quick cooking. Enamel Dutch oven. Great for baking or slow stew. Flat metal sheet. For roasting breadfruit. Plantains. Avoid glass. Can shatter over fire. Nonstick cookware. Coating can burn. Mindset shift. Fire teaches patience. Off-grid cooking slows you down, and that's part of the gift. You'll learn to feel heat with your hand, listen to the crackle of tamarind wood, and know when stew is ready by the smell, not the timer. This is a return to ancestral wisdom, to rhythm, to intention. Every meal cooked over fire or sun carries a little bit of the past and a whole lot of power. Chapter 2. Fuel to Flame. Building and Mastering Outdoor Cook Spaces. In Chapter 1, we explored the fuels and fire science that power off-grid cooking. Now, it's time to take that knowledge and build the physical heart of your homestead kitchen, the cooking station. Whether you're on a small plot in the hills of St. Mary or a backyard in Kingston, a well-planned off-grid cooking space becomes more than a place to make meals. It's a zone of community, rhythm, and ancestral memory. In this chapter, we'll walk you through step-by-step guides for building four core off-grid cooking stations: three-stone fire pit, keyhole fire pit, barrel charcoal stove, solar oven station. We'll also cover safety, placement, fuel access, and how to weatherproof your setup for Caribbean rains, winds, and heat. This is the practical, ground-level labor that brings fire and food together, sustainably, affordably, and beautifully. Part 1. The Three-Stone Fire. The Roots of Open Fire Cooking. The three-stone fire is one of the oldest cooking systems in human history, and for good reason. It works with almost no materials. It's efficient with fuel, and it allows a pot to rest directly above the flame. Materials: 3 medium-sized flat-topped stones, 8 to 12 inches tall. Fireproof base, compacted dirt or sand. Optional: windbreak stones or zinc on sides. How to build. Form a triangle with the stones, each space just wide enough to support the pot you'll be using. Dig a shallow pit underneath if desired for better airflow and coal collection. Place kindling and dry wood in the center. Begin with a teepee fire to establish the flame. Feed longer wood into the center, pushing it in as it burns. Best use: boiling water, one pot meals, emergency cooking. Watch out: no flame protection, not great for wind or rain, requires constant attention. Homestead hack: use a hollow block with 3 raised corners if natural stones aren't available, works just as well and lasts longer. Part 2. The Keyhole Fire Pit. Controlled heat for slow cooking. The Keyhole Fire Pit is a favorite in traditional Caribbean homesteads, especially for making soup, stews, and cornmeal porridge. It separates the fire-building area from the cooking zone, giving you much more heat control. Materials: spade or digging tool, stones or bricks for lining. Optional: old grill grate, pot hanger, or metal tripod. Build instructions: dig a circle about 2 feet wide and 1 foot deep for the fire chamber. Carve a trench out from the side like a keyhole. This is where the coals will be raked into. Line the fire chamber and trench with rocks, bricks, or clay if available. Build your fire in the round chamber. When coals form, shovel them into the keyhole trench. Place pot or grate above the trench to cook over coals, not direct flame. Best use: stews, soups, rice, and peas, boiled yam and green banana, breadfruit roasting. Note: must keep fire burning while raking coals. Ash needs regular clearing. Caribbean customs: in some rural villages, the keyhole fire was also used for smoking fish overnight, adding herbs like lemongrass or bay leaf to the fire for flavor. Part 3. Barrel charcoal stove, homemade and fuel efficient. Using an old metal drum or paint can, you can build a reliable charcoal stove that mimics commercial designs. Great for deep pots, cast iron cookware, or even flatbread grills. Materials: one metal drum, 15 to 20 gallon, grate or heavy wire mesh, steel pipe for airflow, drill or metal cutter, bricks or stones for base. Build steps: cut a hole near the bottom for an air intake vent. Use steel pipe to funnel oxygen. Drill holes around the base to improve circulation. Place grate or wire mesh inside, about 4 inches above bottom to hold charcoal. Cut a second hole at the top if using as a chimney-based system. Place stove on fireproof base, bricks, stones, or concrete slab. Best use: charcoal grilling, pot stewing, rice and peas, oxtail, curry, flat pan cooking. Safety tip: use fire bricks or sand inside the barrel to insulate the heat chamber and reduce outer surface temperature. Also helps retain heat longer and burns fuel more efficiently. Part 4. The Solar Cooking Station, Setting Up for the Tropical Sun. Solar cooking is more than a gimmick. It's a sustainable, zero-cost cooking method that works incredibly well in the Caribbean sun, especially between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Planning your spot: face due, south for maximum sunlight. Use a raised platform to prevent insect and animal access. Choose a location away from heavy foliage or shaded structures. Equipment options: DIY box oven, cardboard box, foil, glass top. Commercial solar cooker, Go Sun, all-season solar cooker. Parabolic reflector, for frying or high-heat cooking. Setup tips: use a table or concrete blocks to elevate the cooker. Place a windshield behind it if necessary. Tin or old zinc works. Paint cooking pots black, or use dark cookware to improve heat absorption. Use a solar thermometer inside the oven to monitor internal temperature. What it cooks well: cassava pie, lentil stew, banana bread, roasted sweet potato, boiled dumplings. Limitations: weather dependent. not ideal for fast boiling or searing. Must rotate to follow sun every 30 to 60 minutes. Homestead hack. You can even repurpose an old satellite dish lined with foil to create a DIY parabolic solar cooker capable of boiling water. Part 5. Safety, storage, and weatherproofing your fire space. It's not enough to build a stove. It must be safe, sustainable, and durable. Fire safety checklist. Never place stoves or fires under trees with hanging branches. Always keep a bucket of sand, water, or a fire extinguisher nearby. Clear a 3-foot radius of dry grass or leaves around the stove. Children and pets must be kept at a safe distance. Weatherproofing. Your setup. Use tin or galvanized roofing to create a sloped cover over your outdoor kitchen. Build a side wall or windbreak to prevent strong breezes from disrupting the fire. Keep dry firewood in a raised storage box with a tin roof. Always have a backup cooking method, even a small propane burner, not for hurricane season. Tool maintenance. Scrape ash buildup weekly from pits and stoves. Clean grill grates with wire brush and lime juice. Oil cast iron pots with coconut oil to prevent rust. Replace broken bricks or loose grates immediately. Final thought. Build for ritual, not just function. In many Caribbean homes, the outdoor cooking area isn't just functional. It's where memories are made. It's where granny stirred cocoa tea, uncles grilled fish over old zinc sheets, and cousins turned breadfruit over glowing coals. As you build your off-grid cook space, consider the rituals as much as the recipes. Build wide enough for a friend to stand next to you. Make space for laughter, stories, and the kind of slow time you only get when you're waiting for something to cook the old way. Cooking off-grid isn't just about preparedness. It's about power. It's about freedom from bills, connection to land, and the deep satisfaction that comes from feeding your family with fire and skill. Chapter 3. Sun, Smoke, and Secrets. Recipes and Traditions of Off-Grid Caribbean Cooking. Cooking without electricity is not a limitation, it's a liberation. And nowhere is that more evident than in the flavors, techniques, and deep-rooted traditions of Caribbean off-grid cooking. This final chapter is where everything we've learned comes to life. The fire pits, solar ovens, charcoal stoves, and ancestral wisdom all converge into what matters most, the meal itself. But these aren't just recipes. These are rituals, inherited, adapted, and performed under the sun, beside the smoke, with the rhythm of a machete and the scent of sweet pepper in the air. In this chapter, we'll walk through a selection of iconic off-grid dishes, their methods, and the tools needed to prepare them using no electricity at all. We'll also explore how certain cooking traditions reflect resilience, ceremony, and community, from bush tea at sunrise to coconut rundown by moonlight. Part 1. Breakfast at Dawn. Cocoa tea. Johnny cakes and fire. Roasted breadfruit. 1. Fire roasted breadfruit. Why it matters? Roasting a breadfruit over open flame isn't just about food. It's a rite of passage. Tools needed. 3-stone fire or coal pit, long metal fork or machete, clean rag, zinc sheet or flat grill optional. Instructions. Choose a semi-ripe breadfruit, soft spots but firm skin. Place directly on burning coals or metal sheet over coals. Turn every 5 to 10 minutes until skin is black and blistered. Remove and wrap in clean cloth. Let it rest for 10 minutes to steam inside. Peel skin, slice, and serve with salted butter, ackee, or smoked herring. Homestead. Note, you can save leftovers to make breadfruit hash later in the day with onion, tomato, and callaloo cooked in coconut oil. 2. Cocoa Tea, Bush Style. Why it matters? Cocoa tea is more than hot chocolate. It's spiced, ceremonial, and deeply local. Ingredients: 1 cocoa stick, grated or shaved, 2 cups coconut milk, 2 cups water, 1 bay leaf, dash of grated nutmeg, cinnamon stick, brown sugar, or cane syrup to taste. Instructions: cooked over charcoal stove or keyhole pit. Combine water, spices, and cocoa in a cast iron pot. Simmer for 15 minutes over low coal heat. Add coconut milk. Stir continuously to prevent curdling. Sweeten and strain. Fire tip. Keep the pot moving. Cocoa sticks burn easily. Use low, steady coal heat for the best flavor. 3. Johnny Cakes, fried or coal roasted. Ingredients: 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 tablespoon sugar, pinch of salt, 1 tablespoon coconut oil, water to form dough. Method: mix dry ingredients. Add water slowly. Knead until soft and elastic. Form small rounds. For pan fried, heat shallow oil in pan over fire and fry until golden. For coal roasted, place dough between clean banana leaves and roast between hot stones for 15 to 20 minutes. Tradition tip: add a pinch of grated coconut or clove powder to your dough to make it granny style. Part 2. Midday Feast: Smoked Fish, Rundown, and Ground Provisions. 1. Smoked Fish Over Fire Pit. Best fish: sprat, mullet, kingfish, parrotfish. Tools: banana leaves, green wood sticks for skewers, wire rack or zinc sheet. Method: clean fish, rub with lime juice and salt. Season with escallion, thyme, scotch bonnet, pimento. Wrap in banana leaf or place directly on grill. Smoke slowly over green wood for 45 to 60 minutes. Unwrap and serve with bammy or ground provisions. Flavor tip: add bay leaf or orange peel to the fire to infuse the smoke with aroma. 2. Coconut Rundown, Fire Pit Stew. Why it matters? Rundown is one of the Caribbean's most iconic off-grid dishes, a coconut milk reduction stew often made on an open flame in a black pot. Ingredients: 1 to 2 dry coconuts, grated or blended, 2 cups water, salt fish, mackerel, or vegetables, pumpkin, okra, sweet pepper, thyme, garlic, escallion, hot pepper. Instructions: extract coconut milk by grating and squeezing or blending with water. Pour into pot. Bring to boil over steady flame. Simmer until oil separates and mixture thickens. This is the rundown. Add saltfish or vegetables and seasonings. Cover and let stew gently over coals until rich and fragrant. Fire hack: place 1 or 2 hot coals on the pot lid to mimic oven heat, perfect for reducing and thickening. 3. Ground provisions in ash. Why it matters: before boiling pots were common, roots like yam and dashing were cooked directly in coals or ash. How to: clean and scrub roots, but don't peel. Wrap in banana leaf or foil, if available. Bury in hot ash and coals for 30 to 60 minutes, depending on size. Remove, peel, slice, and serve with butter or rundown. Root rotation: Monday, sweet potato. Wednesday, cassava. Friday, dashin or yam. Tip: coals from tamarind or logwood trees give the best even heat. Part 3. nightfall and ceremony, bush tea, ash bread, and ancestral rituals. 1. Bush tea by moonlight. Purpose: not every fire is for food. Some are for healing, clarity, and sleep. Common herbs: fever grass, lemongrass, sarasi, guava leaf, soursop leaf, ginger root. Method: boil water over open flame. Add herbs, cover, and steep for 10 minutes. Strain and drink slowly. Cultural note: in Maroon and Rasta communities, bush tea is often shared in silence, a form of communion and grounding after a long day. 2. Ash bread, traditional flatbread. Why it matters: used for communion, survival, or just a quick side dish. Ingredients: cassava flour or cornmeal, salt, water. Instructions: mix flour with just enough water to form a thick dough. Flatten into thin discs, place directly onto hot stone, zinc sheet, or ashes. Flip with machete or spatula. Cook 5 to 7 minutes per side. Symbolism: ash bread is associated with scarcity, resilience, and sacred memory. In some areas, it's made during full moons or harvest rites. 3. Fire circles and ancestor cooking. Across the Caribbean, from the hills of Dominica to the coastlines of St. Lucia, fire cooking is communal. You'll find elders sitting in plastic chairs around a coal pot, children blowing on flames, and storytellers spinning tales while the stew bubbles. It's not about efficiency, it's about presence. Rituals still practiced today. Full moon. Cassava bakes in Kalinago communities. Morning cocoa boilings before funeral rites. Fire offerings in Obeah and Rastafari ceremonies. Breadfruit roast for Emancipation Day. These aren't just meals. They're acts of remembrance, preservation, and spiritual connection. Final thought: cooking is resistance. Electric stoves and microwave dinners may offer convenience, but they also disconnect us from land, from ancestors, from patience. To cook with fire is to take your time, to trust your senses, to depend on nature, not machines. Off-grid cooking isn't about going backwards. It's about going deeper into flavor, into story, into sovereignty. Every coal you light is a spark of resilience. Every solar bake is a choice toward self-reliance. And every pot that simmers over wood fire is a living connection to the past and future. So build your fire, feed your people, and never forget, the oldest kitchens didn't have walls. They had stars overhead,